জয় নিতাই, জয় গৌর, জয় শ্রী রাধে। আমরা শ্রী শ্রী কার্তিক ব্রতকে উপলক্ষ করে
ইন দি ওকেশন অফ কার্তিক ভ্রাতা উই আর ডেইলি হিয়ারিং ফ্রম শিলা সনাতন গোস্বামী প্রভুপাদ শ্রী বৃহত ভগবতামৃতম। We are first going to hear for a little bit when this Brihat Bhagavatamritam appeared and why. Brihat Bhagavatamritam is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaj was hearing from his own guru Shukadev. He has learned Srimad Bhagavatam from him and he has understood, understanding what did he do? He was able to completely give up Maya, illusion. If someone gets complete knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, then they will understand that this material existence is temporary. It is immersed with Lord's illusory energy, Maya. So those who are knowledgeable and who has understood the knowledge of the Shastras, they have learned that whatever is seen in this material existence is Lord's illusory energy, Maya. So Parikshit Maharaj was absorbed in dhyan, in meditation upon the Lord. Internally, he was absorbed in this pure meditation, and he was blissful that by remembering the Lord, chanting his name, hearing his kirtan, hearing his katha, his soul will leave his body. These topics are described in the Shastras, in Srimad Bhagavatam Gita. Srimad Bhagavad Gita is also saying that whatever we remember at the moment of death, we will gain that particular form. If someone remembers the Lord, they will reach Lord's abode. So Parikshit Maharaj was in this way sitting at the banks of Mother Ganga facing north. When his mother Uttara Devi got to know that her son Parikshit Maharaj will soon leave this planet, leave his body, leave this world, and reach Lord's abode, she started crying in distress. And Parikshit Maharaj told her, "Oh, my dear mother, why are you crying like this? I became Rishi, a saint, and today I will reach Lord's abode. So there is a need for crying today or tomorrow. Sooner or later, one day, we will have to leave this body, we will have to leave this world. There is no doubt about it. We will have to leave. So, my dear mother, you are the one that have gained mercy of the Lord. so it's not appropriate that you're crying in such a way as being under influence of Maya or illusion. Uttara Devi answered, yes, it's right what you're saying, but oh, my dear son, you have learned from your Gurudev whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Please tell me the essence of the essence of it. Parikshit Maharaj has spoken the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam to his mother Uttara Devi. And that is Sri Sri Brihad Bhagavatamritam. So, Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad has written down this Sri Sri Brihad Bhagavatamritam. He describes the life of Gop Kumar, who was born at Govardhan and who, by the mercy of his Gurudev, got divine Krishna mantra. By practicing it, he has reached different abodes. First, he became king on the earth. Then further on, he became king of heavens, Indra, and heavenly planets. And further on, he proceeded to Maharlok, Taparlok, up to Satyalok, the highest abode in this material world, Brahmalok. Ultimately, he has reached the most rarely obtainable abode of Vaikuntha. Lord Vishnu has specified him so much. And my dear Gop Kumar, I'm very, very satisfied with you. Stay in this divine abode of Vaikuntha. Stay in my abode and you will like it. Stay for a long time. I was waiting for you for a very, very long time. Lord Vishnu has seated Gop Kumar by his own side. And further on, he said, I'm your Gurudev, that great soul Mahatma from Vraja. I was that Guru, or I am that Guru that gave you Diksha in Vraj. But you are the one that should do sadhana or the practice of spiritual life. Sadhana is very hard to do. It means tapasya or austerities. It's not easy to do tapasya. For example, tapasya during this Kartik month means that we get up early in the morning, we take bath, we take the darshan of Mangalarati, etc. Then further we chant our japa and mantra, we do parikrama here, harikata. And then we control our eating. These are all tapasyas, different kinds of austerities. If someone is not able to control their habits of eating, they can't become devotees. What valuable description this verse is giving. If someone is going here and there just because of eating, they won't be able to gain the Lord ever. just in order to fulfill belly, if someone is wandering here and there, they will not able to reach Lord Govinda. And this further verse is saying that if rice that's contaminated, like means coming from the source of the person that is engaged in sinful activities, in enjoying material existence, such a kind of rice will bring contamination of the mind. And in such a state of mind, the person won't be able to perform bhajan. In this regard, we can tell one narration, one story about the sadhu that reached the house of grihastas. They were very happy, the family was very happy to welcome the sadhu, and they made all the arrangements. As it was night, sadhu can stay there overnight. They have cooked for him, offered it to their deities of Lord Govinda. So sadhu took prasadam, and he was sleeping right there in Nath Mandir or Kirtan Hall of their home temple. What has happened during the night? After he has eaten and lay down to sleep, late in the night, as digestion started, as the quality of the foodstuffs of the rice that he has eaten entered his bloodstreams, it also reached his mind and contaminated his mind. Because he started having such a thought to steal jewelry of the deities of the temple. The sadhu has never spoken a lie. He has never stolen anything. But now, under influence of the foodstuffs of the rice he has eaten, his mind getting contaminated, he started having such ideas to steal. So late in the night, he has stolen all the jewelry of the deities. He has put it into his bag. It was late at night, 2 o'clock after midnight, and he has left that family temple at that time, in the darkness of the night. Going and going, the morning has come, the skies were clear, and at that time, he has cleansed his body. It means he needed to go to the toilet to bathe himself, so his belly became empty. He emptied his belly, went to the toilet, and he took a bath. And instantly he started thinking, I've never stolen anything. Look, today, I've done such a thing that all of the devotees in the temple would now think that I am such a thief and that I've left in such a way. So he understood, it's very offensive what I did. I will instantly return all the jewelry to devotees in that temple. So we can see that as long as that rice that came from impure source, meaning from the source of material enjoyment and cheating, sinful source, he was influenced, his mind was contaminated, and he was influenced with such a sinful mentality that he himself did the sinful activity. So he now, his body being cleansed and not anymore under influence of this contamination, he considered now, no, I will return all this jewelry to devotees in that temple, and whatever happens, happens. Back there in that temple, the family has realized that the sadhu has stolen all the jewelry and they've told to all the villagers. Everyone thought, nowadays you can't find a real sadhu anymore. Everyone is thief. When they saw sadhu coming back to the temple, some were chastising him and sending him away. They've told, go, go away. And the others have told, wait, wait, if he is the one that has stolen the jewelry, why he would instantly come back? Let him sit, let him come inside of the temple. So the sadhu entered the temple, he has opened his bag and he brought back all the jewelry. He has explained what has happened. So everyone was amazed. The sadhu has stolen all the jewelry and now he has come back and he has brought everything back. So they were inquiring, how is this possible? So the sadhu has explained. He said, since my birth, I am sadhu. I've never told a lie and I've never stolen anything. So please tell me, what is the source of the rice that you have given to me? How are you gaining wealth for the foodstuffs, for the rice that you are cooking for the deities and that you offered and gave to me? Please tell me the truth. So that devotee, that grihastha devotee, he was quiet. Long time after he has told, actually, I'm a thief. I'm stealing wealth. And this is how I maintain the temple. So the sadhu answered, look, this is the reason why I was acting like that. You were stealing. So by that sin, those foodstuffs, that rice was contaminated, and it contaminated my mind as I accepted Lord's prasadam. So exactly as this verse is saying, if someone is taking the rice that comes from sinful, contaminated, filled with enjoyment source, then the mind will get contaminated, and with such contaminated mind, it's not possible to do Lord's Bhajan. We can also narrate another story. Once a Mataji from Bangladesh came to Vraj, and she came to Govinda temple. She has told that she wishes to give donation for the Lord and everyone was at that time of the pujaris acting in completely different way than nowadays. Nowadays, if someone comes to the temple and wants to give donation, such a person is instantly welcome. Yes, yes, give us the wealth. But at that time, as also the pujari of Govindaji's temple did, and as I can also, Maharaj says, can confirm, because Maharaj says, when I came, to the temple some 30 plus years ago, it was the same situation. When someone would come to bring donation, first the devotees of the temple, the saints of the temple, pujaris, would first require the explanation of what is the source of the wealth that the person wants to donate. And if it's the pure source, only then they will accept it. The same happened, as Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad explains, in this case. When a woman came to Govindaji's temple, Pujariji has first inquired, how is it possible that you have so much wealth? You want to serve Lord Govindaji and all the sadhus in Vraj. What is the source of your wealth? And the Mataji explained, oh Pujariji, actually, I was selling my body, means she was working as a prostitute. And I've gained so much wealth, but I've understood it's not appropriate activity, and I've decided to give up everything. I came to Vraj, and I want to donate that wealth to the Lord and to the sadhus of Vraj. Pujariji instantly answered, it's not possible. It's not appropriate source of wealth, so it can't be offered to the Lord nor to the devotees. During the night, Lord Govindaji gave instruction to Pujariji. He appeared in his dream and he has told, my devotee wants to give donation for me. What is the problem with you? You should accept it. Although this Mataji was engaged in appropriate activities, she has understood it. She has understood, and now she wants to change. She has brought all the wealth for me. You should accept it. So Pujariji accepted the instruction of Lord Govindaji, and the next time when Mataji visited the temple, she has told her, look, Mataji, I didn't wish to accept your wealth because of the reason of your previous activities, but Lord Govindaji has appeared in my dream and he has instructed me that I should accept it, that he wishes to accept your donation. So Mataji happily donated lots of wealth to the temple for the service of Lord Govindaji, and Pujariji arranged a huge feast offering for Lord Govindaji and invited all the powerful saints of Vraj to accept Lord Govindaji's prasadam. So all the sadhus have come and accepted Lord Govindaji's prasadam up to neck. It means they ate sumptuously. On that day, they didn't go to collect alms to do madhukari, but they've only taken Lord Govindaji's prasad. What happened during night is that all the saints experienced very unfavorable dreams, lusty dreams, which is considered very unfavorable for the saint, as it also brings certain physical effects which are unfavorable for the saint. All the sadhus in the morning discussed between themselves, and they have all gathered again in Lord Govindaji's temple, there in Nath Mandir, in Kirtan Hall, in front of Lord Govindaji. They were committed. They will give up their bodies there. They will fast and give up their bodies. After 3 days, Lord Govindaji, he appeared in their dreams, and he has further instructed them. He has told, look, I've accepted the wealth of my devotee. But I am independent, Lord. I can do whatever I wish. But you are not. I have accepted the offering, but I didn't say that you should eat up to your necks. I've never told that. So, further on, Lord said, you should follow my instruction. You shouldn't imitate my activities. When Lord did Maharaj's Leela, he is told, you shouldn't imitate my activities by also trying to perform Maharaj's Leela yourself. The Lord has told, you should follow my instructions, but you shouldn't follow my deeds, my activities. You shouldn't imitate it. So I've accepted the offering of my devotee, but I've never told that you should eat up to your necks, that you should accept my prasadam that much up to your necks. In this way, Lord instructed devotees, the sadhus of Raj, to go back to their kutis and continue doing their bhajan. So these are instructions of the scriptures. Scriptures are speaking straightly. They are not speaking in such an easy way, meaning just flattering someone, but speaking directly, although it might be hard to hear such instructions. So Lord Vishnu has told Gop Kumar, I appeared as your guru. I've took a form of your guru. Scriptures are also saying this, that the Lord is taking form of a guru and going from door to door, he's giving diksha. Lord is taking a form of sadhu and guru and going from door to door and in this way blessing ordinary living entity souls immersed in material energy of the Lord, living material life. In this way, the Lord is blessing the living entities. We can also say the further narration in this regard. There was a sadhu who has visited a certain village and happened to stay there for a long time. Some devotees has made a small bhajan kutir for him, one room kutir, very small kutir, that he can stay there and perform his bhajan as he didn't have anything. After performing lots of bhajan, the sadhu would go to do madhukari, to beg alms. He would get a little bit of rice, atta, flour, to make the offering. So there was a very wealthy family in that village. Sadhu has also visited that family, but as he is called, Jai Nitai, Jai Gaur, Jai Radhishyam. The Mataji of that family, that was the most wealthy family in the village, that Mataji, she couldn't stand devotees. She couldn't see devotees or sadhus with her eyes. Whenever she would see a devotee or a saint, sadhu, she would chastise them. As now this sadhu has called, she started chastising him. Such a lazy person, sitting for whole the day, lazily, and now you're coming to beg. Go, go away. Sadhu had peacefully left. And he has went back there many, many times again. But the same has happened. that Mataji would chastise him away. One evening after Katha, devotees from that village has told to the sadhu, why are you going back to that house again and again when they are behaving so badly towards you? And the sadhu has answered, no, no problem. I'm going there every day and I will continue to go because one day the Lord may bless them. Next time that he went, as he was calling, Jai Nitai, Jai God, O Mother, are you well today? This Mataji again was angrily chastising him and saying, you have come back again today. And this time she angrily threw the broom that she was using to broom the courtyard at that time. The sadhu was very happy. He has taken the broom thinking, oh, I actually needed the broom. Another day he has went, and at that time, as there was no gas and everyone would use wood or cow dung to prepare fire, so when the fire finished, all the wood or gobar cow dung has burned, the ashes remained, so Mataji was cleaning those ashes and carrying them to throw away to the dustbin. So again, when sadhu came, she was chastising the sadhu. Oh, you shameless sadhu, you again came to beg here. Being so lazy and sitting all day, you're now coming again to beg from my house? Go away! And this time she has thrown all the ashes in front of the sadhu. Again, sadhu peacefully and happily has taken all the ashes, thinking that, oh, wonderful, I will use these ashes to wash utensils. On the next day, sadhu has gained some milk. It was a habit that when a cow would get a new calf, the milk of that cow wouldn't be used for first 2-3 weeks. So on that day, those 2-3 weeks has passed. So that family from the village decided that the first milk of their cow, first new milk, they will first offer to the sadhu. So the sadhu has got some milk on that day. He has gained some rice as usually. And he was thinking, I have my Giriraj Shila, and if I would get some sugar as well today, I could prepare some kheer, some sweet rice for my Giriraj. So as he came to the house of the wealthy family, he has asked Mataji for some sugar. He has told, today I've got some milk, I've got some rice. So if you would give me some sugar, I could prepare some sweet rice, some kheer for my Giriraj. And on that day, Mataji, she was amazed. She was thinking, if I would chastise some dog or cat that many times that I've chastised this sadhu, that cat or dog would never come back. But this sadhu is so humble. I've chastised him so many times and still he's coming back. On that time, Mataji decided to give some sugar to the sadhu. So sadhu coming back to Kutir, having some branches of the trees, he has made fire and he has cooked kheer, sweet rice, and offered to his Giriraj. He has also got some leaves and he could make a kind of leaf utensils. And he has put a portion of a sweet rice to that leaf and he has brought it to that family where he has got sugar. and the father or the husband of the family has opened the doors as the mother was engaged in service, and he has asked Sadhu what he wants. And Sadhu explains that the Mataji has earlier given him sugar and now he has brought some sweet rice, kheer, that has been offered to his deity, to his Giriraj. So the husband has accepted and he has told, all right, I will give it to my wife as she completes the service. So Sadhu has left, and when Mataji came, her husband showed the sweet rice and explained. And Mataji has said, it's amazing, I've chastised this Sadhu so many times, and today, as I've given sugar to him, now he has even brought back his Giriraja's sweet rice offering, prasad. Mataji and husband have accepted Giriraja's kheer, sweet rice, prasad, and Mataji started crying. She was completely overwhelmed. She was thinking, this sadhu is so humble. It means he's much greater person than us. The next morning, both Mataji and husband have surrendered themselves to the sadhu. They have accepted sadhu as their guru. And they became greatest devotees in the village. Before, they were although the most wealthy, but the most sinful person. But now surrendering to that saint, they've become the greatest devotees. From the greatest offenders, they've become the greatest devotees of the village. So in this example, we can see that the sadhu guru is so humble, giving up their shyness and going from door to door, although being chastised and sent away. They are peacefully and patiently giving opportunity to living entities that one day they will get the mercy of the Lord. To just show up as a devotee, it's not hard. To wear dhoti and kantimala, it's not hard. But to develop qualities of a sadhu, it's not easy. Scriptures are describing that. To become a devotee, it's not enough to just wear dhoti and kantimala, to just make show up of a devotee externally. But what is important to develop qualities of a devotee. The scriptures are describing that it's very hard. Kedar Panditji Nath is describing that first we should become a gentleman, a nice person, nicely behaved person, with nice behavior, leave aside becoming a sadhu. It takes lots of time, lots of practice to really become a Vaishnava. Sometimes even life after life is required to become real Vaishnava. So Lord himself is taking form of a guru, of a sadhu, and going from door to door to bestow his mercy. So Lord Vishnu has told to Gop Kumar, oh my dear Gop Kumar, I have taken the form of your guru by the name Jayanta, and I have given you Diksha. And I am so happy that after such a long time, you are coming to me.
Acharyam mam vidya ইহানিয়াত নবমন্যেত পরিচিৎ ন মর্তবুদ্ধ্যাং শুয়েত সর্বদেব ময় গুরু।
শ্রীল সনাতন গোস্বামী পাদ ইজ ডিসক্রাইবিং দিজ টপিক্স দ্যাট সাধু এন্ড গুরু শুড নেভার বি কনসিডার্ড অ্যাজ এন অর্ডিনারি পার্সন। We shouldn't consider guru and sadhu to be just an ordinary person. That's very offensive. How we should consider a sadhu and guru? We should consider that all devatas are inside of a guru, means that all the devatas are present within guru. Devatas, or in absence or better word in English, demigods, that all demigods, all devatas are present in the personality of Guru. So those who are considering Guru to be just an ordinary person, their all knowledge Jap and tap, it means chanting of Jap and mantra, austerities they perform, everything will get destroyed by such offensive behavior. Example is given of elephant bath. Even up to nowadays, we can see in Rishikesh, in Haridwar, at the banks of Mother Ganga, elephants are taking bath in Mother Ganga, sometimes for many hours. And as soon as they come out on the at the banks of Mother Ganga, although taking bath, the elephants are gathering all the dust. They're again smearing their bodies with the dust again. So what is the meaning of their bath? When as soon as taking the bath, they're again covering their bodies in the dust again. So this is meant by elephant's bath, that all the performing pure activity for devotees as devotional service, by such a offensive mentality, again, contaminated stage or situation where all the activities of devotion service by that offense are being destroyed is happening, as in the elephant bath. So such offensive behavior is condemned. So Gop Kumar, although reaching such divine, rarely obtainable abode of Vaikuntha, he was not completely happy. He was worshipping Lord Krishna. He is devotee of Lord Krishna. And as a devotee of Lord Krishna, in Vraja Bhav, he wouldn't be satisfied with anything else, with the mood, opulent mood of Vaikuntha even. Gop Kumar, he was worshipping Lord Krishna in a mood of Sakav, his friend. And he relished that relationship with Lord Krishna. Worshipping Lord Krishna, Lord Gopal, Gop Kumar couldn't be satisfied with this mood of opulence and worship of even reverence that was offered to Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha. Seeing Gop Kumar crying in distress there in divine abode of Vaikuntha, some of the inhabitants of Vaikuntha were telling to Gop Kumar that it is not appropriate, that it is offensive to cry there in such a divine, blissful abode in Vaikuntha in the presence of Lord Vishnu. The other inhabitants of Vaikuntha on the other side, they would say, there is no problem because Lord Krishna that Gop Kumar is worshipping is also a form of the Lord, that there are different forms of the Lord, Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan, Lord Krishna. So that there is no problem that actually Gop Kumar is attracted to Lord Krishna. He's crying because he is attracted to Lord's form as well. Knowing the heart and mind of Gop Kumar, Lord Vishnu has in one instance taken form of Lord Krishna, and Lakshmi Devi has taken form of Shrimati Radharani. Even Dharana Devi, Bhu Devi, or Mother Earth, she has taken form of Chandravali. Seeing them, Gop Kumar was remembering Braj and he was so happy. But again, when they would take their original forms again, Gop Kumar was in distress. He was thinking, in the dream, in my dream, my Krishna, my Gopal, my Madan Gopal, he's coming to my dream, he's embracing me. He is kissing me, even considering me to be his cowherd boyfriend in this mood of friendship. He is embracing me, and I'm in complete bliss. There are different forms of worship, different moods of worship in Vraj. Sakyam, beside the Dasyam, also Sakyam, Vatsalyam, Madhur. And in each of these moods, devotee is relishing different kinds of relish, different kinds of bliss, specific form of bliss. But none of these moods is relished in such a form. Specifically, these three forms, three moods of Sakyam, Vatsalyam, and Madhur, they are not existing in Vaikuntha. They are not possible to relish there. The mood of Dasyam servitude that's available, that's present there in Vaikuntha, where Lord Vishnu is worshipped with awe and reverence in great opulence, that mood was not satisfying for Gop Kumar, who has experienced and relished mood of friendship with his worshipable deity of Madan Gopal. So Gop Kumar, although remaining in Vaikuntha, his mind was not completely peaceful. He was in distress and crying. Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad is describing that the mind of Gop Kumar was not peaceful and Gop Kumar was crying. In the dream, when he would experience the darshan of Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, his mind would experience the greatest bliss. There are different levels of bliss. And all the blissful in Vaikunth, Gop Kumar was not able to experience that supreme bliss that he would experience when he would see Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna in his dream. There is a further story or narration being described in this regard. Once, Mother Gauri, the wife of Shri Mahadev, Lord Shiv, she decided to test Lord Ramachandra, and she has taken the form of Sita Devi, of Mother Sita. She came in front of Lord Ramachandra, but he could instantly understand. He could see that it's not Mother Sita, but that this is Gauri Devi taking the form of Sita Devi only. Because of this, Shri Mahadev, Lord Shiv, has rejected Gauri Devi, his wife. Later on, in another birth, she has accepted her again when she again came in the form of Parvati Devi. That's the further narration. So this instance teaches us that although Gauri Devi, she could take the form of Mother Sita, and she could take the form even of Sri Radharani or Sri Rukmini Devi, she couldn't become them. So, further on, Gop Kumar, experiencing that distress, crying, he has met Narad Muni. Narad Muni has asked him, Gop Kumar, why are you crying? It's not appropriate. This rarely obtainable Vaikuntha is such a divine abode that even the greatest saints are desiring to obtain. Why are you crying? It's not appropriate. Please tell me, why are you crying? At that time, Lord Vishnu was not present as Vaikuntha. So in seclusion, Narad Muni has spoken with Gop Kumar. Narad Muni has told to Gop Kumar, this is offensive to cry in this blissful abode of Vaikuntha. Gop Kumar has told, yes, I know that this is offensive, but I'm missing my worshipable Lord, Madangopal. Although sometimes Lord Vishnu is so merciful that he takes the form of Lord Krishna and Lakshmi Devi takes the form of Sri Radharani. And although I experienced the greatest bliss at that time, again, they are taking their original forms, and then I'm again in greatest distress, missing my worshipable deities. Narad Muni has narrated the glories of Vaikuntha to Gop Kumar again and again. But again, Gop Kumar would tell to Narad Muni, I understand this all, but I desire the darshan of my Madangopal. My Madangopal is in a dream, embracing me, considering me his friend. He is embracing me and kissing me in such a mood of friendship. Again, Narad Muni would narrate the glories of Vaikuntha to Gop Kumar. After long, long time of residing in Vaikuntha, again Gop Kumar happened to meet Narad Muni. And again Gop Kumar has told to Mahamuni, Narad, hey Narad Muni, I keep remaining in distress here in Vaikuntha. This time Narad Muni has told to Gop Kumar, look Gop Kumar, here in Vaikuntha, in the presence of our Lord Vishnu, I can't speak about glories of someone else. Come in seclusion. So there in seclusion, Narad Muni this time has told to Gop Kumar. This divine abode of Vaikuntha is endlessly glorious, but even more glorious of Vaikuntha, they are the further abodes. They are further abodes above Vaikuntha. There are Ayodhya, there is Dvaraka, and there is Golok Vrindavan, the topmost abode. So what did Narad Muni told to Gop Kumar about these further abodes? We will tell next time by the mercy of Shishimadangopal. So by tomorrow, we are putting our today's katha to rest.
Sri Radhesham, Nitai Gaur Sitanath Premanande Hari Hari Bol, Sri Sri Griraj Maharaj Ki Jai, Sri Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita Ki Jai, Mata Uttara Devi Ki Jai, Srila Sanatan Goswami Prabhupad Ki Jai, Damodar Vrata Ki Jai, Vratakari Samasta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Apan Apan Sri Guru Maharaj Ki Jai, Samagato Bhakta Mandali Ki Jai, Samagata Matri Mandali Ki Jai, Ajker Ananda Ki Jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhesham Nitai.